there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
Hey everyone, it's Tori.
And Anissa.
And this is MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Today we are joined by a legendary challenger. She won the Inferno 2 and the Duel 2. And we are very excited to have her on today. It's Rachel Robinson.
Yes, and she is honestly somebody that I've been missing from the television screen. I'm so happy that she agreed to come on the podcast and talk to us. She's actually the reason that I was able to find a house in Miami. So she is so special to me. Anissa, I know she's special to you too, and we're really excited to dive into this episode. We really hope that you guys enjoy this interview with Rachel.
You guys have asked for her over and over again. She finally had a moment in her very busy and active life. Please welcome Rachel Robinson.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you.
No, people are really excited to hear from you. I think that if they can't get you on the challenge, then they have to get you on the podcast. They need you in some capacity. Mm-hmm. I think you are missed. As I would want to say, one of the best female competitors to do the show.
Aw, Anissa. Thank you.
It's not because we're friends either. I mean, I would say it if I hated you.
First and foremost, I am beyond happy that you two are the ones who are leading and doing the podcast, because if two people that I want to chat with, it would be the both of you, because obviously the viewers know Anissa and my history, but really Tori and I have become close friends in the last few months, and I always knew we'd get along because you got along with Anissa and I could just tell. But, it's really nice to come on and kind of feel like you're just about to chat with girlfriends. So.
Totally. Thanks. Yeah. And I mean, it's been like, you know, you're obviously a fan favorite and I'm sure you get hit up all the time. Like, when are you coming back to the show? And you don't need to give us any answer like that, because we all know what it's like to get that call and like wonder, like, does it fit in my life or not? Uh-huh. But since it's been years since you actually were on a challenge, what have you been up to? What is a typical day in the life of Rachel like?
Well, it's interesting. And I was thinking about this the other day because, you know, I obviously my heart wants to go back to the challenge.
Yeah.
But my life is so full, thankfully. And, I wake up, I obviously have a fitness career that starts extremely early. And fitness is very much, I guess you could compare it to like therapy or something. You can't just disappear on people. You know what I mean?
So
it's a little tough to just take yourself out of your everyday life that people wake up and count on you for a workout. And it's taken me years and years to get to where I am. I really did, after Battle of the Exes, I actively said to myself that I wanted to create a big life for myself outside of the challenge. And I was really happy with throwing myself into fitness and just kind of seeing the projection of what it's taken. I'm really proud of it. So, and then I have a wife and three kids that are my whole world. And, you know, I ask my kids all the time, I'm like, should mama go back on TV? And I'll be gone for like a while. And it takes them about 5 seconds to be like, no, mom. So it's, it's really hard. But of course my heart wants to go back. I would say the reason I genuinely want to go back is because I too, and I'm sure Anissa feels the same way. And Tori, it's definitely happening to you or has happened. It's like it comes a point in your life where you feel like you almost even hit your prime and you had all these 20s where you were on your show kind of figuring things out. And then you really become this really strong woman and you're like, I'm good now. And
yeah,
that's how I feel I am in my life. And so it would be fun and interesting to go back because of when I look at even the last show I did, I'm like, almost who is that? You know, it's you look back and you're like,
of course.
Like I had so much that I still even now have evolved into. So it would be fun to go back and kind of be where I am at in my life. So I always keep the door open, but as the kids get older and, you know, my boys will be 5 this coming year in October.
That's so crazy. One, like, who knew you had twins? Like, if you look at your body.
It's insane.
It's just insane.
Yeah.
It's so insane. I feel like it's gotten better over the years. Like, you look stronger. Like,
well, I've never been. I mean, I don't know if I've ever been this active on a consistent basis. I've always worked out and, you know, I've always taken care of myself, but even at this point, you know, I have to work out 5 days a week because I work out on camera. So 5 days a week, 30 minutes a time, there's no lying about it. I've got to do it.
You do it. Yeah.
Right. It holds you accountable.
It does. It really holds you accountable. And I have seen a significant change in my body and my overall mindset since I started doing this.
Dude, your entire body, you're literally a machine.
I do everything. And even recently I started to try and incorporate more running and that just helps so much too, you know? So it all comes together, you know? Tori, you don't come to class, girl. We're going to have you in, I'm right down the street.
Yeah. I'm scared. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little scared. Like I might have, you know, my stuff together.
You'll
over
be
here
fine.
In my own way, but like
she'll
you're definitely your another breed of fitness.
Yeah, but Anissa will tell you because she's taken my class in person.
She made me run to the gym with her one day. Yeah! I ran with her. We ran like 2 miles to the gym. I don't know what we did, but I did it.
I'm motivating. Yeah. That's the thing. You know, even when I think back, even at challenge days, I always remember I was such a cheerleader for the underdog or the woman or whoever it was. You know, there was always a part of my heart that could never get cutthroat enough. I was like, I want you to do well too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like and I'm sure you too can relate to that. So yeah, it's the same way I train. You know, I'm such a person's cheerleader. Mm-hmm. So I think that most people are scared because they're it can be intimidating. But once you work out with me or you see it, you really realize that I'm here to help you and motivate and be a cheerleader. And then you're like, I got this.
Totally.
Like, of course.
Do you think that attitude came from being a trainer and having worked with so many different types of people? Or do you think it's come from like being a challenger and knowing what it's like to see different types of people on challenges? Or do you think it's kind of a mesh of both?
Well, I think that first and foremost, which we both can say, there's nothing like the lessons you learn on a challenge.
Yeah.
And you know, it could be varied. It could be from personal things to, you know, physical to whatever it is. You come out of each show and you feel like you went through a crash course in, you know, some sort of evolution of yourself.
Yeah.
I remember it every time. I mean, I had things that stand out for me on every season. But I've always been extremely compassionate. I was raised with a mother who had been through a lot in her own life. And she was very honest with me and open about her own experiences of what she had. I also was raised with a single mother. So, you know, there's just things that you go through that at a young age, you kind of overcome. And then I've always been somebody who has been cheering for the people who people think aren't good enough, but are.
Yeah.
You know, it's all bullshit at the end. It's like, everyone has a shot at being amazing, you know? And that's one of the things that even, especially with the earlier challenges, or maybe even nowadays, I mean, Anissa will walk in and win the first challenge.
Back to back.
Back to back. And that's so happy to see because I'm like, you know, don't count people out in terms of what they can do because of something that you think. And don't give people too much credit because of the amount of stuff they talk about themselves.
100%.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
you know, it works both ways. I just feel like when I look back at the challenge and everything, I always want everyone to do well. It was something that I kind of wanted to bring friends along. You know, that was the fun part about winning with a team.
Yeah.
I remember my first win, you know, who would have thought that I think it was like 9 of us would have beat 5 people that were like 4 guys and 1 girl, and Coral was the only girl. You never would have thought that. But right. We came out and somehow she got bit by a spider, who knows what happened, and we won.
Right.
You know? but I got to win with, you know, my best friend at the time, that was Veronica. I got to win with, I can't even remember, but like there were so many people. Sarah from my original season, who was in there 9 times, so I'm sure was so happy to win with me. Not really, but really. You probably want to be like, I'll take your money now. But, you know, listen, there were many undecided things that could happen. You could never call it, you know, those kind of things I really loved. And I always wanted, you know, people that were friends to win.
Yeah. You know?
Sure, yeah, you guys, that would be great.
You know, but Anissa, even you, like, we made it to the final on the duel too. We had so much fun on that show. You would have been
promised.
Like, oh, wow.
It's really, there was a lot of shit. I mean, we went through some shit, but it was so bittersweet. At the end, I was like, yes, this all makes sense. Like, we were like, we're gonna protect our room, and we literally did that. You know, and she called me the exterminator, and I'd go into eliminations and take people out. And then we got to run this final together. I thought that I loved New Zealand. It was beautiful.
Yeah, Queenstown, New Zealand was amazing. I mean, that was one of the special seasons too, because energy in the house was good. You know, mm-hmm. that season, I think even if you were losing, you were having fun. Like, people were even like, I don't want to go, you know?
Right.
So that was a really, I do think that was a really special season, and Anissa and I got to go to the final together, and it was great, you know?
It really was. I mean, it really was. I don't know if anyone's ever done a challenge, like a whole final in their bikini bottom, but you know what?
Ow, that sounds horrible.
It is what it is. You couldn't even ride the bike up the hill. You had to like walk it. It doesn't really matter. Yeah. It was a different time, but it was pretty glorious.
Well, they still give you like rinky dink bikes now and like expect you to get on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah. They're like, this doesn't have brakes, but sure, go ahead and use it.
I just think about the chub rub I would get from running a
you
final
don't ride
in
it the
bikini.
Whole time. You're literally walking. We were walking up a mountain. Mm-hmm. Like, you weren't really like,
even walking up a mountain in a bikini bottom. If that's what you're
saying. I was really, I was tinier than my thighs.
The chub rub for me. The chub rub for me is the final. That's you know, that's it.
Yeah. Rach, do you watch the show at all now? Like,
I do. I started watching it again. I tell people, I mean, I'm kind of open about it. I started watching it, and I'm guessing like the last 3 or 4 seasons I got back into it.
What brought you back in?
You know, people like you, Tori. I don't know. I just started watching it, and then I started watching it on my phone, to be honest, because I have my cable on my phone. I would like sit in my bed while my kids were going, and I'd be like watching the challenge like on my phone.
Yeah.
And then I just kept telling myself, because it was almost like a guilty pleasure, and I kept saying, next week you're not going to. You know? Literally, I'd like tell myself, and then it'd be Wednesday night or whatever at 9 o'clock, and I'd be on my phone.
You know, check it out.
And then after a while, I just said to myself, I'm like, Rachel, just shut up and watch it, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I enjoy it. I think it's really entertaining. You know, I still see the same storylines kind of coming out of it, which are so nice and special. You know, people falling in love, people getting together, you know, mm-hmm. all this stuff happening and, you know, people winning. I mean, I really can't believe that, you know, CT won back to back and things like that happened.
It's a fucking monster.
Dude, I mean, he's incredible.
A monster in every way of the word.
Terrifying. Terrifying.
He is. And no one will mess with him. But he also is going to, if you let him go to a final, he's probably going to win it.
Yeah.
He's great at everything, which is bizarre.
Yeah.
He's better, to be honest. He's better now than he was 10 years ago when he was probably in Battle of the Exes, the final. And yeah. I'm sure today he would not be beat. He is.
Well, he says that, you know, when we film, he makes remarks about how if he would have taken the challenge more seriously back then and wouldn't have gotten into all those fights and, like, been that type of personality, he probably would have snatched a few more titles back then, too.
Yeah. Absolutely, he would have. He obviously is a genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You
know? I mean, he's obviously should be tested for it. He's also crazy, though, and makes me absolutely nervous in a house.
Yeah.
So, like, give or take. Like, you know, when he went on the duel, like...
yeah. He definitely has changed that way. I mean, there's still, I think, that fear that, like, he'll instill in, like, boys because they're like, yeah, I don't want to go against him. But he's been more like, especially I think after having a kid and, like, dealing with loss, he's just like, there's this soft, like, mm-hmm, wants to give hugs now and, like,
I know, yeah,
he's different.
I mean, that's so nice to hear, and I am happy to see him do so well, because I feel like he's a representation of our time.
Yeah, and it shows that we have the space to, like, grow and become better people. Like, the show doesn't make you this terrible person, or I mean, I just like to show the progression of, like, where you came from to where you are now. But what I really want to know is, since you've been watching the show, are there times where you look at it and you're like, I would have killed this, or like, oh my god, I can't believe they're doing this, or
yeah, I mean, I definitely watch it and still think that, you know, I would do well, but
yes.
I also do recognize that there's a lot of puzzles now, a lot.
I gotcha,
a lot of different things going on now. I mean, unlocking codes, puzzles, memory, this, that.
Yeah.
So there's a whole different element. But I think once you're in it and you do it, it's not as intimidating, but it is a big ordeal to take on. Mm-hmm. But then again, there are people who can still win, and necessarily maybe they are not as great as puzzles, or, you know, there's ways in which you can win in all different types of ways. And there's partner challenges, there's now, you know, team challenges, and they play that into all of the same season. So
yeah, that could be tricky.
That's
my favorite.
Really, I'm not, and I'll be honest, I'm not a huge fan of the partner, only because I was not successful with it with you and Issa, you know?
I mean, like, there were two.
We gave it our best.
Listen, to be honest, as two women on a show competing with all girl-guy pairs,
we did fare well
in comparison, but I also
We made it more than halfway through.
But I also didn't have the confidence I have now. Like, I think if I were who I am now, I would have, well, both of us, we would have communicated differently too, like, That wasn't really our season. There was, like, a lot of weird shit, but I think it was great to have that representation, but at the same time, like, make it fair.
They should have had a guy couple, at least. Give us a bone, you know? They should have had Shane and someone else as his partner.
Right.
So we had a somewhat of an alliance, you know? Like,
right. Anything.
Like, no, don't worry. Anything. You know, but it was... Yeah. You know, because you guys know, we all know, when you get into these things, there's a boys' room, right? That you have a top tier. They all kind of go together in that room. Okay. And then they kind of have something going on, you know?
Yeah.
And we just didn't have access to that. And we were invited into it. So it was kind of like, you know, and I will say, but it taught me so much. And this is why I do bring it up, I guess, now. Because being an outsider on that show just taught me, affirmed to me even more how much I never want to, one, feel that way again, but two, make anyone else feel that way.
Yeah.
So even when I watch the show now and I kind of see it happen to someone else, I feel for them, because I know that when it happens, it's a very traumatizing experience to have an entire house basically not want to talk to you, because you're either not in the right alliance, or, you know, talking to you could potentially, you know, have eyes on them, right?
Right.
Yeah. So there's all these different things that happen. And I think, you know, being in that situation, it also let me realize that I should have fucked shit up more on that season. So, you know, I wish I would have been kind of even more like, I don't give a shit. I'm going after all of you.
Right.
Yeah. And being loud about it. Because... Right. We weren't as loud about Anissa, and we had the opportunity. You know what I mean? We could have.
Yeah.
We had it. We had it.
But we also aren't the type to be like, can we be in your alliance? And that's one thing about both of us. We kind of are stubborn in that, not prideful, But like, we were like, we got this. We'll be all right. Like,
I didn't care about that. But looking back, you know, I had someone like, I'll just bring her up, Camila, whatever, trying to be my friend, but then not my friend at all. So
right.
I almost wish that I would have been more outright, you know, just in terms of the strategy of what we were going to do. You know? Right.
I feel that same way about myself, even though I was just on last season. It's like, how can you not look back and be like, damn, you know what? I wish I gave less of a shit.
Yeah.
Like you, when you're in the confines of the game, there's something happens where you are always kind of weighing out. Is it going to serve me to be an asshole, or is it going to serve me to keep my mouth shut?
You do a great job, Tori. And I have to give you so much credit. You take on so much. When these guys turn around and start yelling at you at the top of their lungs because you've either done something they don't like or whatever it is, you really do. You really, and I think you should get a lot of credit for this because you handled it so well and you still made it to the final. And the truth is that you absolutely, you take it and you're like, all right, whatever. And you keep playing the game. A lot of people let that kind of drama take their head out of the game. And that it will. And that's why people come at people. And I find that it's very unbecoming to me. It's one part of the season, the challenge that it makes me uncomfortable. And when I watch it is when men really come for the women for no reason, you know, or they yell at them or scream at them or get out, talk over their lungs. It's like, no, don't. And the thing that pisses me off about them with you, Anissa, is that you will help these people through the entire season and then come the day before the challenge, they're like, we got to get rid of Anissa.
I know. And
no, like, that's not the way it works. She voted in your favor. She was there for you. And the truth is, you don't even know what the final is. So shut up.
Yeah.
You
know? 100%.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
I mean, the weirdest thing now, though, is the people who don't get the callback, that you just see them on Twitter or wherever, just like trying to catch themselves for the show, like making up like pretend, you know, me and this person, I'm like, this is really embarrassing. So I can write you on a private DM and be like, yo, stop, you know?
But it is, it's really bizarre because it's like, if you have some beef with me, like, you have my number. Like, why are we on Twitter?
Sometimes I see these newer kids that, you know, obviously aren't getting the callback anymore. And I'm like, just stop. It's not a good look, you know? Now we've got, you know, War of the Worlds. We've got all this talk on everything.
That's crazy.
Cast members are getting all heated because they're like, how can you do this without cast members? It's like, shut up. You're not.
Yeah, let it happen.
We're all going to be fine. Everyone's going to get their
job. Yeah, everyone's going to, you'll be okay. Everything's fine.
You can really tell the ones, that, you know, don't want to ever be not have
left behind,
you know, or
nervous
about someone else coming around because they're the ones who are obviously the most upset.
I love the new people. I love that people get a chance to, like, especially knowing some of the people's stories, especially when we did the last show on 37, people that, you know, came from nothing and didn't even share that on the show, like didn't use it, like, all pity me, but like really didn't come from anything and we're just so happy to be there. Like humbled us, like we have this amazing experience, this amazing opportunity that sometimes you lose sight of because it, you know, 20 years of doing this becomes, it feels natural to you to like go on and compete, like it becomes part of your life. And I'm grateful that I get to be around people that like humble me.
Yeah, and now so many more people are going to get the opportunity. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're all part of a different generation. I mean, Anissa, you've really stretched it out, which is so special because you're part of the beginning, but you're also part of the most recent. And you should be, I mean, you really should be so proud because you have stuck it out and showed up time and time again and put your heart on the line.
Thank
and
you.
Put yourself out there. And that's not easy to do. But now it's like, you know, it's like a pass the baton type of thing. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Like,
yeah, I feel like there's a one more left in me.
Oh, one more.
Maybe
oh,
one more. You never, no one's stopping now. I mean, when you look at All Stars, the spinoffs now and,
yeah,
but the representation is important to me to show like older women that like,
yeah,
you can still be strong and active and kick ass. You don't have to be 21, like just drink at Starbucks all day and partying and like skinny and whatever. Like you can be strong in your own right.
Experience goes a long way in this game.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you have the kind of experience, plus you're a graduate now.
Yeah.
You ain't no dummy, boo. You ain't no dummy. You know what I mean?
Give me those puzzles.
That was my one saving grace when we were partners, Anissa. I remember, and I used to always tell this to you. I'm like, Anissa, if we make it to this final, we could win because you're really good at puzzles. So let's go. And I kept, there was a part of me that felt such calm with you as a partner because I knew that you are so smart. And that's something that, you know, you can have, I don't know, 80% of the cast beat on just off the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really curious, and keep me and Anissa out of this answer because we know that you have love for us, but I'm curious, aside from the two of us, now that you watch the show and you've seen the most recent seasons, who do you naturally root for?
Who did I root for? I mean, I obviously love the Nani and Casey
story,
because I just feel that that is another evolution of the show. We've always had this kind of thing happen on the seasons, maybe not as open. Mm-hmm. And I think that it was really nice to see a true love story between two women.
Yeah.
That was really nice. I was kind of rooting, I think, a little bit for Nani because she's done it so long. And, you know, I knew how much that would mean to her or how much it means to her. And then I'm trying to think out of the final. I mean, out of the final, if I were to just kind of throw it out of the last season, I was probably, you know, Devin.
I thought, well, that's
a Devin because he's such a funny guy.
Have you ever met him?
Yeah, I did a special with him.
Oh, okay.
He's so funny. He's right up, you know, my alley in terms of his points of view or, you know, what he like.
Yeah.
His, where he comes from. So I like him. I think he's great. So those two people I was probably rooting for, but of course you two and, you know.
Well, we're rooting for you to come back, you know, no pressure, but if hypothetically you were to come back on the challenge, fingers crossed that eventually one day aligns with everything you've got going on. Like what new skills or knowledge do you think that you would bring from this part of your life into the game now?
That's a good question. And it's, you know, like I said, I feel that I hit my prime since the last time the viewers have seen me. Mm-hmm. So if viewers thought that there was, you know, that I was on top of my game before, no, like it's another level in terms of my self-confidence, you know, how comfortable I am as a woman with my life, with my choices, you know, with my intuition. So for sure, of course, you're always going to get a competitor when I come. I'm always going to try my best. I'm always going to be one of the last man standing. You know, when you have a challenge like that, I'm not falling out, you know?
Yeah.
So that I know I'm going to have, but I feel like now I also have a little bit better of a mental game because I was so affected when I look back at myself, you know, in my 20s when I was doing the show. I was so, I never wanted to really get into any arguments. Not that I want to get into arguments now, but I didn't want my my feelings were too sensitive, you know?
Yeah.
I don't feel I'm there anymore. I don't feel that, you know, I necessarily would care as much if I openly stepped on the wrong toes, you know?
I love that.
You know, that I think is where I'm at. And I've talked to Anissa about this. You know, if you're going to win a challenge, you make the moves in the beginning. It's really not a fourth quarter move when you're going to go after the heavy hitters, you know,
you've got
to
do it
in the beginning, because if not, it's like the momentum starts to go. And once, you know, once the people who know how this game works are in week three, week four of the challenge, you know, towards
the
end,
it's hard to get them out.
It's not happening anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the money's too close and the eyes are too on the prize. And then before you know it, you're the one that's on the chopping
that's going
block,
home.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I said that at least for Anissa, because I always want Anissa to play dirty. I'm always like, Anissa, just stop being nice to everybody. Because the thing about Anissa, which, you know, is a good quality, but also on the challenge can be a not a good quality, is that she's so nice to people after they're not nice to her, you know? Like, they can do something that's not so nice, and then all of a sudden they say, I'm sorry, and it's all good. And then before I know it, like, I'll look over and she's like, buddy, buddy. And I'm like, don't be buddy, buddy with them, you know?
It's like part of what I need to do. It's not really like I want to be friends with them. It's just, you need your peace of mind in that house. I don't need the enemies. So it's easier to do that. And then people confide in you a little bit more. And they're kind of like,
Yeah.
I get it. And
you do what you have to do in the moment. But yes, I definitely think there are times where I should have been like, no, bitch. I was more ruthless, I think, when I was younger.
It's not even in a confrontational way. It's more in a voting way. I'm saying you vote. You know,
I was so used to being in eliminations. So I was kind of like, whatever, you guys are toss me in and I'm just gonna fight my way through it, which really gave me purpose. Like, I really felt motivated by winning all of those eliminations and getting back in the game. Like, I really fought for my place there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean,
but I'd rather skip all of them now. I'd rather not go in at all. I want to play your game. I don't want to go in at all.
Listen, anybody who's, you know, the best of the best of the best of the best have a handful of eliminations they will not come out on top on. Mm-hmm. So there's no for sure coming back because you're really good and you're going into an elimination. That's just not the way it always works, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Everybody's got their weakness. It's depending on what day it is, who you're going up against, and what the challenge is, like, you just never know when it's going to fall in your court.
Yeah. You can't have Tori in the cold. She can't be in the ice. She can't be in ice water.
Don't put me there. I don't want to be there.
She turns blue. It's not going to
do well.
I hear you.
You hate the cold too.
I don't like the cold either. And I'm from Miami and, you know, not born, but raised here. Mm-hmm. And even when I go somewhere where it's cold now, I'm like, no. And I remember seeing some of the challenges that, you know, like right before you leave and then you realize where it went, you're like, I wasn't supposed to be there. Cause like the challenge in, I think they went to Iceland or whatever.
It was so cold.
But you do what you got to do there. You're not going to ever say no.
What moment are you most proud of in your challenge career, or any advice that you would like to give to new challengers and especially women challengers?
What moment am I so proud of? I mean, I have to say that obviously the duel was such a well-played, executed game by myself. And one of the things I am proud about in that season is that, like Anissa said, I always stood by my word. You know, I took care. At one point, we knew where the chips were going to fall, but I never said, I'm going to not stand by Anissa or Brittany because I want to be on the side of Tori or that the other Tori, you know, and Diem, right? Mm-hmm. That was pretty much the way the house was falling at that point. And, you know, we really stayed together in that. We made it to the final. It was a well-executed game, but I also didn't let my heart get in my way on that.
Yeah.
One. So, you know, there were things that were pulling me in different directions. And I said, you know what, Rachel, like, you're staying focused because as we all know, things can be really a big deal on the challenge. And then when you get home, there's really not that much left there in terms of the relationship. Yeah. You know, so, you know, it's like, it's kind of, you got to really play your game.
Yeah.
So that was a moment that I knew, you know, I was really proud of. And I also think I didn't give myself enough credit, because a lot of women, or maybe I was at the time, and I am a very humble winner. I'm not someone who, and I'm not going to talk about it for the next 30 years like it was a high school game, that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talk about this and you're like, bro, this happened 20 years ago in your life. Like, you're good, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I do feel that the fact that I was able to still come in first place and have a partner that came in second, which was Brad, right? Whatever was going on between the guys, whatever it was, whether there was, you know, Evan came in first, Brad came in, who knows how it was supposed to go down between all of those guys. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is the fact that I was still able to pull off a first place victory, having a partner that didn't come in first, right? And there was only, there wasn't that much distance between the last checkpoint.
And yeah, there wasn't.
Before there,
it was like 20 really feet.
It was maybe like a half a mile run and then pulling that thing up, right? And then it
and
was
then
done.
20 feet to run to the podium.
You know, so I'm very proud of myself that, you know, and I was the first woman to cross a finish line first before anybody else, you know. Now we've had Jenny do it, which, you know, it happened in total madness. And I was so proud when I saw that, because I knew that's a big deal. If there was a, let's just say, all every man for themselves, first place takes 500, second place gets 200, and so on and so forth. Guess what? Jenny and I would be walking away with 500 grand.
Right.
You know? So those are big deals. To any women that watch this, or listen to this or watch the show, I would say, don't always listen to what the majority is saying, right? Watch the show with your own eyes and really see people's strengths. Because the fact is that even when you watch All Stars, all the women are leading the teams with the boys, with the men. Mm-hmm. The men are literally looking at them going, what do we do now? Like, look at the board. Like, look at the board. You know, where do we go from here, right?
Right, yeah.
And, you know, there are a lot of strong women representation on the show right now. I hope everybody that listens to that just owns their own power.
Yeah.
Own your own power. Know that you've got it. Know that you don't have to play second fiddle to the strongest male in the house. You know, you can be equally as strong, because your strengths are all in different, but when you add them all up, you can still be the top.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and it depends on the way it falls. Like you said, like we were saying earlier, you never know when your strength is going to be stronger than somebody else's that day, because you don't know what strength is going to be important on what day. So it's anybody's game, but I love all of that stuff. I feel like hearing you talk about it, it like reignites this fire back in me, because even though I've been
back, come on, you're going back to her.
Like, I need to go back right now. I just talked to Rachel. I'm fucking amped.
I'm going back.
That would be amazing.
But I do want to point out what a fresh of breath air it has been to see some nice men on the challenge. So like the yeses and the MJs.
Incredible.
Yeah, but the yeses and the MJs, and you know, just these guys that you haven't seen in a while. This was really a long time ago when we did this show. And I say it a lot because I think back to Battle of the Sexes one, when I went home and the majority of the people that were so upset was the men's team. And it was so nice because it wasn't like they were like, good, send home a good competitor, which probably would be the way people would think now, right? But they were just like, no, that's not fair.
And, it wasn't,
you know, and they all stepped forward. Every single guy on the other team was throwing things. I mean, all that I'll never.
We were crying. It was a lot.
Of all the challenges that I've, you know, Battle of the Sexes was definitely an interesting concept. I'm sure, like, if they ever revisit it, it'll be
a lot different.
You know, I think hopefully the women will do a bit better than we did. And we tried, but it was just, you know.
Yeah.
It was tough.
We're going to need you to tap in for that one. So, you know, tap back in.
Yeah, we got to build another boat.
I told them I would be a mercenary. I'm like, bring me in. Like, I will come in and just come in as a mercenary. Just give me like a guest spot. You know, I can go in for a small amount of time.
Yeah.
So.
That'd be cool. You could just come compete for a week.
Bring me in for the final.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to need a partner for the final. Oh, you flew her in. Thank you.
Someone gets hurt right before the final. I can replace them.
Perfect.
I hope you hear that out there. If anyone gets hurt, Rachel will come in just for that day to win.
I love that. Rachel, even if we don't get the opportunity to see you on a challenge anytime soon, what is going on in your normal life, your daily life? Because we see these workouts on IG and we know you've got a lot going on. So please just give us a little information about that and tell us how you got started doing that.
Okay, great. So I'm rachelfitness.com is where you go if you want to see basically what my entire platform has been up to. What happened is I was with Barry's forever. I am still teaching there every day. And when March 2020 hit, which we all know the C word, right? I from one day to the next didn't have a place to go and train. So I went online. I went on Instagram. I literally placed my phone on my floor. I didn't even have a tripod. Mm-hmm. And I started working out on camera. And it was weird. Well, it was crazy because within about 5 minutes of me going live, I had over 200 people. And I said, well, that was cool, right? Let me do that again tomorrow. And that turned into now 2 years later, I still do it every morning. It's quite the production now. So I basically figured out a way, and this is one of the things that I also want to say, when you are building your businesses, ladies, gentlemen, whoever, do it on your own terms. Don't let people tell you that you have to do it a certain way, because I was told by everyone, oh, it's got to be, you know, either all online or it's got to be all this way. And what I do now is I go live. I wanted to keep the base of it very real. So I go live at 8:30 on my Instagram, which I still have a lot of people that join daily, not as much as when it was COVID, but just as much. And then in December of this year, I decided I would pull my videos offline and create a subscription platform. And people now have to sign up for a subscription platform where they can either have all access. I'm actually about to do treadmill runs. I mean, it's going to be crazy, Tori. You have an account.
Fun.
Anissa, you're going to have one by the end of this podcast.
I probably will have an account soon. I'll add that to my CrossFit.
Yeah.
It'll be good to go.
And it's turned into something I didn't even know. I didn't even know was coming. And I love it so much. Like I said earlier, I wake up, the first thing I do in the morning after I get my kids ready for school is get online and work out. And it's such a healthy way for me to start the day, even on days when I'm not feeling that great by the end of the workout.
I feel
better. Yeah. And it's so important that for me, at least, I do it right away because it's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then it's also my work day. So by 9:15 in the morning, I'm potentially already have a 30-minute workout up that's brand new every single day for people to do.
Right.
And I'm passionate about what I do. I've been doing this for a long time. I was with, you know, I was in a master instructor at Barry's.
a master at Barry's.
I'm a master instructor. I am a master.
You are.
I am a master. And I was doing that for, you know, 6 years before I did this. So I know I've been putting together workouts every day for the longest time. So this comes very natural to me, and I constantly keep it evolving and different. Every week we use something different, and I've had a whole community now. I've had, you know, people in Canada. I have a big Canadian following. I have people in Brazil, Venezuela,
that's awesome.
Mexico, you know, when I look at where all of my subscriptions are coming from, it's a lot of them are in the United States, but a lot of them aren't. So
that's what awesome. I can say I really love about your workout style is your flow. I think you have number one, yes, you're always like really encouraging and you make it exciting to work out, but it's the flow that I think sets you apart from other instructors. It's fluid and it feels right. which I really, really enjoy because you can get lost in it in a way and it doesn't feel so workout-y. So I really, really enjoy the way you put together workouts.
I'm so happy you said that because you get it. It's that exactly what I feel if I were to, you know, try to give somebody a quick wrap up of what makes this workout so much fun and so different. And it's intention. It's an intentional flow. Like even today I did a workout where it was the right side of your body for about 12 minutes and then the left side of your body for about 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And by the time you're done with one, look at me. She's like, what?
I have something to say. That's why I'm like, I'll get there.
By the end of one side of your body, that one side of your body is so tight and so worked. And then you get to give it that long rest and go to the other side and everything kind of flowed together. And it really is, it's exactly the way I would describe the workouts, that they flow and they're fun and the music, that, you know, I have music on it and everybody has a good time and.
Yeah, they're great. They're but they're great.
Yeah. I like that you do them full out. Like you may stop one time cause you're like, all right, I just did 6 burpees. And you're like, keep going. And then you'll get right back into it. And I'm like, okay, I trust somebody who wants to do the work too. That's more, I think, motivating as well. Like just because, you know, you look fit and you have this and you are a trainer, you know, a master instructor, you still get dirty and get down there. And then you have your kids there, which also shows like, hey, kids can be into a healthier lifestyle too. Which shows parents, like, you can do this with your kids. Make them a little tired. Like, show them that fitness is good for them.
Yeah. I always want people to feel that the whole thing about the workout is that it is so convenient. And it is something you can do 30 minutes anywhere you are.
Yeah.
So it's so accessible. It's really hard. You do get results. Like I said, I mean, I've never been in better shape. And it's because I've been doing this for the last 2 years. Consistently. And I'm also not injured. I'm not dealing with injuries because every week I'm changing up the routine or I'm using lightweight as opposed to heavyweight. I'm not overloading. I'm not taking my body to a place where, you know, I can't potentially get injured. And everything I keep on the workouts is very simple. I don't want people to, you know, be doing like somersaults while they lift a weight, which, you know, some training, be like, okay, put the weight here. And then, you know, I always make sure everything is very doable.
I don't want to do that at all.
No.
Sounds awful.
Yeah. So that's what I do now. And it's really been, and I'm also a pretty full, I mean, I'm with my kids, I want to be with them every second of the day, you know? I'm one of those parents. That's just, I want them to experience everything I experience. I just had a birthday. I made sure like I had something at the house that they could really feel that they were partying to, and they knew they knew they were partying, you know?
That's really cool.
And me and my wife are just really in sync with keeping them a part of our lives much, you know, really in every aspect. So they know about working out. They know about G Beauty, which is my wife's makeup skincare brand. They know about, you know, they're really, and they're so active, and I keep them very active, and I pick them up from school every day, and they're just
so cute. Mommy.
Yeah.
You were like 19 when I met you, and now you're a mom of 3.
Crushing it.
It's insane.
You know what? Actually, this week was my 20-year anniversary.
Jesus.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Isn't that crazy? I thought about that the other day because it was February. I'll never forget it. We started filming. So they flew us out a few days before, but put us in like a hotel room that we just had to sit in for 3 days, kind of like COVID, but there was no COVID. Yeah. And February 19th, 2002.
Wow. 20 years later. Well, Rachel, it is incredible to know you. I would have loved to know you then. I'm so happy to know you now and that you have been one of the people that's been able to maintain a successful platform on social media. That's also something to be super proud of. And not many people have been able to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to continue to follow you, and everybody should follow you. You're Rachel_fitness on social media, on Instagram, and it's rachelfitness.com, and your workouts are absolutely incredible. Is there anything else you want to promote before you leave the show?
No, I want to say how much fun I had with you guys. And, you know, I just really can't tell you both how much I think so highly of both of you. And
thanks.
Can't wait to get out and see you guys in person. And thank you so much.
That'll be great.
It was such nice, thought out, well questions, well thought out questions.
Thank you guys for making some time for us. And yeah, it's great to see you. I'm so proud of you. I mean, I knew you were going to do something great. I knew it was probably going to be fitness-based, but it really, I mean, you've been working on this for a long time. I mean, I was rocking my bright yellow Rachel Fitness shirt back in girl days.
That's right.
I just think now, like, everything just kind of is going your way, and you have such a full life, and I'm really proud and happy for you that you have all this cool shit going.
It's all coming to a head for us, right? Like, you graduated. I mean, we've been talking about that for a long time, and mm-hmm. you made it happen, you know?
Yeah.
It all comes together, you know, everything. That's why if anybody is listening to this podcast and they do feel like they're in a rut or they aren't where they want to be, it's the baby steps that get you there. And, you know, it really is the one foot in front of the other every day. And I mean, I remember my first clients I took on for like $30, you know, like $30 a half hour, you know what I mean? Like I was, in Joe Schmo, Timbuktu, you know, somewhere out there in the world I was doing that. And, you know, and now it's a bit different.
Now it's not $30 for and she's not driving that far. So, well.
Yeah. But it's one foot in front of the other. It's all about experience. So thank you guys so much.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything The Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
God, man, Rachel is just a powerhouse, and I really do hope we get the opportunity to see her in the future. She is just awesome to talk to.
Wow, man. By golly. Jeez. Change. Yes, Rachel and I have been friends for over 2 decades. She is something else on and off the screen.
Yeah.
She really is just a badass female.
Totally, totally. So make sure you guys keep up with her on her Instagram, give her a follow, and support her on social media platforms. Anissa, where can we follow you and support you?
At Anissa MTV, that's AnneesaMTV on Instagram. Send me love, send me some questions, say hi. Tori, where can they find you and support you?
If you guys want to see some sexcellent content, you can follow me at Tori_Deal on Instagram. You know, I occasionally post a picture of my cat. There's definitely my body, you know, occasionally a watermelon jalapeno salad. Not a bad place to follow me. But more importantly, if you like this episode, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
And we will see you back here next Friday for an all new episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything The Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.